February 8th, 2007. I am going to adjust the agenda slightly, and we'll be moving the work session on House Bill 2242 to the end of the agenda and beginning with the public hearing on House Bill 2500. So I now open the public hearing on House Bill 2500.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, subcommittee. House Bill 2500 comes before you at the request of Representative Greg Smith. The bill is modifying current qualifications for the emergency medical technicians tax credit that we the legislature passed that bill in 2005, and they just started the program in 2006. We do have some folks here to provide the specifics on the expansion of those qualifications.
Thank you. And we have a couple of people here to testify. First on the list is Scott Ekblad.
And I apologize, Madam Chair. As a footnote, this bill does have a subsequent referral to revenue by prior reference.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Vice Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Scott Ekblad. I'm the Director of the Office of Rural Health. As opposed to the last time I talked to you folks, my testimony today is pretty brief. So I'm here today basically just to simply say that the Office of Rural Health supports any changes to the state income tax credit program for rural EMTs, any changes that enhance the program and further its goals. We want to reward volunteer EMS, emergency medical service in rural Oregon. After all, many communities rely on volunteers to supply EMS in their community, and oftentimes the people not only volunteer, but they pay for their own training, their own uniforms, their own recertification, their continuing education, et cetera, et cetera. So I think the token of a small tax credit is quite appropriate. This program became effective with tax year 2006, so our office is just now learning how the good idea behind it actually looks when it's implemented. We sent information about the tax credit to all licensed EMTs in the state in mid-December, and that totals about 9,200 people. As of today, we have received about 350 applications. A very small number of those, probably about 20, have been denied based on eligibility criteria. Our office also administers the state income tax credit for rural physicians and other practitioners, so our experience with these kinds of programs tells us that we can expect an increasing number of applications as we approach April 15th. And so we project that when all is said and done, we'll get about 1,500 applications, with the credit being $250 per person. I would just, again, using wildly speculative figures here, guess that the revenue impact is going to be about $375,000 per year. It's come to our attention during this very brief experience that the eligibility criteria unintentionally discriminate against people who both work as rural EMTs and volunteer their time, perhaps to a neighboring rural community. This bill intends to correct that oversight. However, the way it's currently worded, I believe the door is opened a little bit too wide. And Representative Smith has offered an amendment to the bill that I fully support that would remove the criteria of percentage of volunteer time. That percentage was of both your paid and volunteer combined. That was really unrealistically restrictive, and instead substitutes just simply a minimum of 100 hours of volunteer time in order to qualify for the credit, of course, in a rural area. And with that, I thank you for the opportunity. The residents of rural Oregon rely on and value community-minded people like the people who volunteer, and so I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Members of the subcommittee, do you have any questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And perhaps directed both at Mr. Ekblad and committee administrator and to chair as to a conversation that occurred prior to going on the record with the other tax credit bills regarding EMTs and other volunteers. Is there a plan? I know that the co-sponsor or the sponsors of the bill have indicated a willingness to work together to accomplish their mutual interests, which I think are all pretty much the same. So are we going to be holding work on this rather than going into work session and passing it out?
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, I was just talking to Mr. Armstrong and looking for a sense of recommendations or comfort level of the folks that are looking at this. And I think that we agreed that once revenue gets all of the individual pieces, especially if they know ahead of time, it might be more appropriate that they then present it as a package rather than the possibility of any one or all of them kind of getting lost in the shuffle through a subcommittee or a policy committee. I would certainly send some notification to revenue saying it's my understanding that there are other professions that are looking to participate in this tax program. Please wait until other pieces of legislation come down. Ultimately, the decision is the subcommittee and the full committee's decision on whether they want to hold it until we get those pieces of legislation, or if we just want to move it on to revenue and hopefully it can sit there until it turns into a package deal. The other issue is, I personally am not sure if we will get all of those pieces of legislation. So even if we hold this one and we don't see other rural health care profession tax credit bills, then I don't have any sense of control over it, whereas if I put it in revenue, the burden lays on revenue.
Right. And we would, our next step would be to refer it to the full committee anyway, and then
correct.
The full committee to refer it to revenue.
Correct. Correct.
That's
so
my understanding.
It's at the pleasure of the chair and the committee members, but the stakeholders are totally comfortable letting it move on to revenue, and hopefully they all will catch up there.
Thank you. I just wanted to get for the clarification on the record so that others would be aware that their bills that are floating
appreciate
will
that.
Be coordinated at some point.
Excellent.
Thank you, Representative
Thank
Flores.
You.
Are there any questions for Mr. Eckblad?
Thank you.
Thank you. And next is Chris Young or Young?
Young.
Young. Welcome.
Thank you, Chair, Vice Chairs and Committee Members, for giving me a chance to speak to you. I am a professional firefighter and emergency medical technician who fell in through one of the loopholes of this bill, the original bill, I should say, and I was supporting the amendment 2500 as it cleared up a lot of problems that professionals who also volunteer were getting biased on by their jobs. Since drafting the proposal and or talking to Senator Smith, I was brought aware that it also opened up another loophole about minimal hours, where you weren't really getting the I could say the bang for the buck that the taxpayers might be expecting. Since then, I've talked with Mr. Ed Patterson. And he brought forward a couple proposals. And with that, as of today, I received a copy of the proposed amendment from Senator Smith. And with that, I would like to say I'm in full agreement that just instead of doing a percentage, doing a strict base of their suggestion of 100 hours should be a realistic number even for the smallest of volunteer ambulance services. As you can see, I actually had a lot more testimony to that, but since pretty much everybody is in agreement, I think we can probably cut a lot of that out and save your time. If you have any questions, I will be glad to answer them.
Thank you, Chair. Are there any questions?
I'll just make a comment to Mr. Young. I'm not going to tell Representative Smith that you did give him a promotion. You referred to him as Senator Smith. I think, are you talking about our Greg Smith here in the building or Senator Gordon Smith?
I kept getting emails from Sen Smith, so I assumed it was Senator.
He's Maybe our representative Greg Smith has created his own new website. He's making a self-promotion thing.
Promoted himself. In which case, he is busted.
My apologies for the misunderstanding.
No, that's I'm being frivolous with you.
Well, we will assume that Mr. Young is referring to Representative Smith, yeah. Who is the sponsor of the bill.
Yeah.
Any questions? No. There are no further witnesses. Thank you so much for being here. So I will close the public hearing on House Bill 2500. Subcommittee, you feel prepared to go to the work session and adopt the amendments and move this on to the full health care committee? And then it's my understanding that the other similar bills will either end up there or in revenue together. Is this comfortable with that?
Yeah, I believe so.
Or certainly, Madam Administrator, you would try to orchestrate that to the best of your skill.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Representative Flores.
Thank you.
So I will open a work session on House Bill 2500. Yes, Representative.
Madam Chair, I'd move the -1 amendments to House Bill 2500.
To the full House committee? Representative Bruin moves the -1 amendments to House Bill 2500. Do I hear any objections? None heard. The -1 amendments have been adopted to House Bill 2500.
Yeah.
And now is Representative Bruin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2500 with the -1 amendments to the full House Committee on Health Care with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bruin has moved House Bill 2500 with the -1 amendments to the full House Committee on Health Care with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? No discussion. Can the clerk call the roll, please?
Aye.
Representative
Yeltsin.
Aye.
Chair Kotek.
Excused.
Vice Chair Bruin.
Aye.
Vice Chair
Bonney. Aye. Hearing a majority, then the motion has received the required majority and is declared passed. I will now close the work session on House Bill 2500 and open a work session on House Bill 2242.
Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee, House Bill 2242, you will recall, had a public hearing on January 23rd. This was the bill that had some housekeeping language in it for the Board of Chiropractic Examiners. We talked about language that had some current restrictions on their moral turpitude, statutory language, the difference or confusion around limited active versus active senior language, the use of oxygen in emergencies by chiropractic physicians, and some other housekeeping components. There's no revenue impact, there's no fiscal impact, and there are no amendments. There was no opposition to the bill, and the bill is back before you for a work session.
Thank you very much. Representative Gelser.
Yes, I would move approval of House Bill 2242 to the floor.
To the full committee.
To the full committee. With a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Gelser has moved House Bill 2242 to the full House Committee on Healthcare with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Gelser.
Aye.
Chair Kotek.
Excused.
Vice Chair Bruin.
Aye.
Vice Chair Bonney.
Aye. The motion, having received the required majority, is declared passed. And we'll need a carrier to the full health care committee.
I'd be happy to do that. I've never carried a bill from a subcommittee to a committee. How do we do that? I'm sure it's really easy.
We will figure that out.
I'd be happy to serve as the guinea pig.
Yeah, he does the work. So.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's even better then. Okay, then I have really a volunteer then.
I will now close the work session on House Bill 2242.
And
Do we need to have a carrier for the 2500?
And I was just going to say, I believe I failed to remind you that we needed a carrier for 2500 to the fall.
I will now reopen the work session on House Bill 2500 and ask
for a carrier.
Is there a volunteer? Representative Flores. Thank you very much. Representative Flores will carry House Bill 2500 as amended to the full Health Care Committee. And I will now close the work session on House Bill 2500. And I will now adjourn the subcommittee on health policy.